You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Organise Aotearoa is a new socialist organisation that aims to take back power for ordinary working people. They plan to hold hui over the next few months to speak to people about the issues affecting them before launching a full programme. I spoke with James Roberts from Organise Aotearoa, first asking him to explain the organisation.
Organise Aotearoa is a new movement for liberation and socialism in Aotearoa today. It is a coming together of political and activist groups in order to create real power and create real change for everyday people.
And, I mean, why have you formed? Why have all these groups kind of decided to maybe come together?
Given the current economic, political and social climate, it is a natural coalescing of people concerned about what's happening to workers, what's happening to tangata whenua, what's happening to the environment, what's happening across the entire country. A untapped anger and an untapped frustration with Parliament's inability to act and to change and improve the lives of everyday people.
And we've had some recent visits by some far-right speakers, Nigel Farage, Lauren Southern, Stefan Molyneux, and this has kind of seen a lot of organising on the left. There were quite a few big protests. Did this help the formation of the group?
We have been talking for long before a lot of these far-right speakers came to the country. We have been organising for a couple of years, building our foundations, and whilst the far-right's increased organisation today is of concern, we aren't reacting to them. We are reacting to fundamental problems within the country today.
Mm. I mean, how big is the crisis of capitalism in Aotearoa, and I suppose globally?
Well, I think one only needs to take a look at the increasing rise of the cost of basic necessities, rent spiraling out of control, the housing crisis, the inability of people to purchase basic food items, growing homelessness, and other such problems to see the crisis of capitalism for themselves.
What does Organise Aotearoa advocate for?
Yeah, so Organise Aotearoa advocates for many things. There isn't a single point of change where you can fundamentally change a society as complex as ours. So, for example, some of our principles relate to constitutional transformation, socialism, environmentalism, along to kind of seeking greater equality and involvement of everyone in politics, internationalism, and fundamentally acting now, not seeing this as a time to sit around and just discuss how the world is broken, but to fundamentally try to help to change it. We want to move past this just wallowing in the domination that society is feeling and move towards an emancipatory form of politics.
So how do you plan to kind of spread the group across the country? Because I guess with a lot of these things, there's maybe a worry that it could become Auckland-centric or Wellington-centric and not really move out into the regions.
So one of our main organisational tools and practices is meeting face-to-face, and we currently have branches in Auckland and Wellington, but we also have members across the country. We've got members coming together in Dunedin, Christchurch. I think I recently had someone messaging in from Upper Hutt wanting to set up a branch. So we are trying to spread out that way, trying to create face-to-face relations of people in their community so that this doesn't just become an Auckland-centric organization or a Wellington-centric organization, but one that brings together local concerns with national concerns.
And will you sort of be traveling around and doing sort of hui to kind of work out your program before you fully release it?
Yep, one of our current organizing strategies is also developing a program, and that is through various hui across the country. And this is our way of, rather than telling people like what needs to change within the country, getting them to talk to us and develop it from those conversations, rather than telling people how their oppressed, how the country is broken, how capitalism has fundamentally failed us, actually getting people to talk to us about it, because the people who are currently experiencing these oppressions know those forms of oppression far greater than anyone who would be telling them what to think would do.
And as a spin-off has made a rather big point today in their article, you won't be contesting elections. Do you sort of believe there's no parliamentary route to socialism?
So to clarify our position on parliament with relation to the spin-off article, we have never ruled out standing for parliament. We have no plans to right now, and if we ever do stand for parliament, it will be a part of a broader strategy involving building power inside and outside of the government. At the moment, we believe building the movement outside of parliament is more important than trying to get inside. We have a massive amount of respect for those throughout history who have tried to work within parliament for the same aims, but for now we plan on developing power within the community.
I suppose as the system stands, do you think there is an issue that the Westminster system doesn't allow for mainstream left-wing parties? I mean, the Greens were maybe could have been considered to the left at some point in their history, but now they've certainly moved more to the centre to try and increase their electability. Do you think that the system allows for left-wing parties?
I think Parliament is always going to be a limiting force, which is why it needs to be thought of within a strategic rather than within a tactical framework. If anyone does... Actually, I'm going to go back to that. There is always a limiting force to Parliament, which is why it needs to be thought of as a tactic which one undertakes rather than as a strategy that governs your entire mode of being and relating to people. One, like, you can't have a political force whose only aim is to run for parliament and also represent the community and build community power simultaneously.
So, do you advocate for revolution?
I personally do.
Yeah?
But revolution is such a kind of loose and demonized words. I advocate for community coming together to hold power themselves, to work together and try to change the world that they live in without having their mode of living, their ability to live, the being dictated to them from above.
Do you think there is an appetite for real kind of socialism in Aotearoa?
Given the current economic climate, both here and overseas, I think there is a real appetite for it. We are currently seeing internationally politics being pushed to the extremes. The failure of this economic center, where politics is kind of dictated by kind of common sense economic values. And this is a really big opportunity for a socialist politics. The far right is scaremongering people into thinking that the latest crisis of capitalism is caused by migrants and the other and all these sorts of things. But we believe a socialist politics actually challenges the roots of these problems, looking at the real inequalities that are shaping people's lives and seeking to fundamentally change them for a politics based on solidarity, equality, and the union between people.
And just finally, if people want to get involved, how can they do that? And sort of what can they expect from joining Organise Aotearoa?
To get involved, you can visit our website, organiseaotearoa.nz, and or drop me an email at nationalsecretary@organiseaotearoa.nz. And on the website, we'll be broadcasting our various regional or citywide branch meetings and just encourage people to come along, have these discussions, meet in person, and join us in helping to change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.